You're listening to News Plus Special English. I'm Mark Griffiths in Beijing. Macau's gross gaming revenues slumped 38% year-on-year to 19 billion patacas, roughly $2 billion US, in April. The Gaming Inspection and Coordination Bureau said it is the 11th consecutive monthly fall that the local gambling industry has suffered since high rollers steered clear of the casino hub. The total gaming revenue stands at the equivalent of $10 billion US in the first 4 months of this year. That's down by 37% from a year earlier. Macau has seen a sharp drop in gaming revenues since last June, with its gross domestic product shrinking by half a percentage point. However, according to Macau's Secretary for Economy and Finance, Lionel Leong Vai Tak, Macau's economy remains sound as a whole. The city will accelerate the strategic adjustment of the economic structure and promote diversified development. More than 4,500 people from 38 countries and regions have challenged themselves in a tower running competition in Taipei 101, the landmark skyscraper of Taipei City. Poland's Peter Lobodzinski won the men's group in 11 minutes and 8 seconds, while Australian Susie Walshman led women runners with 13 minutes and 16 seconds. The annual event sponsors offered a special reward of 38,000 New Taiwan dollars, roughly $1,200 US, for each of Taiwan's male and female champions this year to encourage local runners. The awards finally went to Kuo Chun Ku and Chu Li Qing, who clocked 12 minutes 53 seconds and 19 minutes 39 seconds, respectively. Participants in Sunday's event were required to climb 2,046 steps, around 390 meters in height, to the building's 91st floor. 56-year-old Kuo Jin Ho has participated in the competition every year since it was initiated in 2005. He said he was happy with his time of 24 minutes, commenting that as long as he's physically capable, he will continue to take part in the event. The 510-meter-high Taipei 101 was the tallest building in the world until 2010.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com